From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The latest round of talks on Syria's future are getting underway Thursday in Geneva. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura Wednesday said while he doesn't expect a breakthrough, he hopes for a momentum to end nearly 6 years of war.
There is a run, a rush between us and the spoilers. The spoilers want to keep a momentum. We have to outpace those few but clear spoilers with the momentum on the political track. And I think we can aim at that.
These are the first UN-sponsored talks involving the Syrian government and opposition in nearly a year. The aim is reaching agreement on a political transition. But Mideast Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said much has changed since the last round.
They are talking about largely irrelevant issues, the more fundamental issues with respect to the ceasefire, and also the standstill issue in Syria itself is not being discussed. Quite clearly, nothing is moving with the Syrian government continues to establish new fait accompli in the area. They're creating realities on the ground which cannot be taken care of through negotiations in Geneva.
The talks followed diplomatic efforts by Russia and Turkey, which led to a December 30 ceasefire and parallel talks in Kazakhstan. Somalia's new president was formally inaugurated Wednesday in a ceremony where he pledged the era of the al-Shabaab insurgency is over. Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed called on Islamist fighters, who he referred to as misguided people, to come back to the country, get support needed to integrate in society and lead a peaceful life. He called for patience as the country tries to emerge from decades of conflict, clan rivalries, insurgency and drought, and without a central government. This is VOA News. Two senior members of the Trump administration are in Latin America amid concerns about the U.S. crackdown on illegal immigration. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Mexico a day after new guidelines were released for the building of a border wall to slow the flow of illegal immigrants and removing those undocumented migrants in the U.S. who pose a public safety threat. Homeland Security Secretary Jack Kelly was in Guatemala Wednesday, armed with a directive from President Donald Trump.
He has emphasized the mission of intercepting irregular immigrants from any country on our border, treat them humanely, and return them to their country of origin as fast as possible.
Kelly urged Guatemalans not to waste their money on a smuggler to reach the U.S., saying they'd be deported quickly. Astronomers at the U.S. space agency NASA say they've discovered seven Earth-sized planets orbiting a nearby star called TRAPPIST-1, three of which are at a distance suggesting they could support life. Thomas Zurbrücken is a NASA scientist.
What we really have in this story is a major step forward towards answering one of these very questions that are at the heart of so many of our philosophers of what we're thinking about when we're by ourselves, and that basically is, are we alone out there?
The solar system in question is less than 40 light years or 44 million years away from Earth in the constellation Aquarius. The scientists say further study of the atmosphere is required. President Donald Trump Wednesday said he plans to make the U.S. government leaner and more accountable as his administration prepares a new budget.
Unfortunately, the budget that we're inheriting, essentially inheriting, is a mess. The finances of our country are a mess, but we're going to clean them up. We have enormous work to do as the national debt doubled over the last 8 years. Our debt has doubled over a short period of time.
Mr. Trump said the government must learn to do more with less. The budget blueprint will be a declaration of the president's policy goals and is expected to be delivered to Congress by mid-March. North Korea has denied its agents were behind the assassination of leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother Kim Jong-nam at a Malaysian airport February 13th and denounced the Malaysian investigation as full of holes and contradictions and influenced by South Korea. It is the first official statement on the matter since the mysterious death 10 days ago. A planned meeting on reunification between rival Turkish and Greek Cypriot leaders for scheduled Thursday has been postponed. At issue is the Greek Cypriot decision to honor the 1950 referendum that seeks union with Greece. The two sides have been engaged in 2 years of talks sponsored by the UN aimed at a bizonal, bicommunal federation. The Mediterranean island has been divided since the 1960s. Turkish troops invaded in 1974 following an Athens-inspired coup. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest.